Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Happy and delighted to have Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferrison. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Ben.
Thank you for being here.
As always.
Yep, glad you're here. Has been a minute, actually, since you've been on. But probably the last time you were on, we were talking about the jail addition and how that's going. And we're getting there at the end real close. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, where are we at with the addition to the jail and opening up?
Yeah, so it's going great, and we're finishing up just some last minute things, more IT stuff than anything. We're scheduled for July the 25th, which is on Thursday at 2 p.m. for ribbon cutting. We're going to have open house from 2 to 4 that day on the 25th, and we're going to have the very next day, the 26th, will be Friday, from open house from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The next day, and then we'll take that weekend to clean it up and tidy it up, and then that following Monday we'll be in operation.
Is that open to the public?
It is.
Yeah.
It's open. We welcome them. We obviously, with today's environment and the things going on, if you know you need to bring a picture ID, we'll have to keep up with who all's going in and out.
Yeah.
But we welcome everybody and want everybody to come and look forward to it.
Because that part, which I think, first of all, I'll commend you and your staff on that, because I think it's great that you're being open with this, you know, the new addition, so people can see it. You know, all they've seen is the outside of it, and I know they're curious, right?
Absolutely.
And so you're allowing people to come in, but they'll still be separate from the general population or the
inmate population. Separate. We will not have population in that area as of now. Of course, that following Monday we will, but yeah, it'll be separate. There will be no inmates, so people can come and go as they want to. We'll have corrections, our deputies stationed at all the floors and different various locations, explaining what's going on and showing you around and explaining things. But we're excited about getting in as you know, it's been a long time coming. This will give us almost 500 new beds, which we desperately need. And then we've got a section that we can actually do a minimum amount of work and add another 200, and that's hopefully later down the road. So it's a very good, up-to-date, nice facility, and got all the technology, and so we're looking forward to using it.
Yeah, it's big, right? And that was the idea.
It's big. It's almost 130,000 square foot.
Yeah,
and it's big.
Yeah. We decided, you recommended, and the commission decided 2 years ago now, right? It was two years ago.
2 years ago.
That if we're going to do it, we're going to do it with enough room to grow and have the ability to house as many inmates as we possibly can. There's a plan to put some federal inmates for a time there. Can you explain that, just because people misunderstand this thing? Can you explain that idea? Because it's not, we're not housing federal inmates for life, right?
No, be glad to. And thanks for asking that question. So federal inmates, what we've done is we signed a contract with the United States Marshal Service, who is Bureau of Prisons. And so we are going to be housing pretrial, which means that they've not pled guilty or they've not been found guilty yet of crimes. And so hopefully those individuals will be, on their best behavior, awaiting trial and those kind of things. But we signed a contract for $75 a day, and we contracted 110 beds, 100 males and 10 females. And so where that puts us at, I don't know if we'll fill that up or not. But if we fill that up for 365 days a year, that's $3 million that we can help offset some cost. And we've got plenty of room now. Then that may come a time to where we can't do that.
Right.
We'll have to start ratcheting it back a little bit, but we think that'll certainly be a win for us and help. And we're right in a perfect location here on I-40 between Nashville and Knoxville, which is the eastern district divided up in the federal system, and then the middle district. So yeah, it's a win for us.
Are there federal prisons in Knoxville and Nashville?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Correct.
And I ask you that because I wanted you to explain.
Well, when you
it,
say federal prisoners, right?
Where's the nearest federal prison at?
Oh, federal prison is scattered out, but they use all the locals in the area to utilize that. And most of Middle Tennessee is actually having to use Kentucky.
Okay.
So they use Davidson County and they use Dixon County a little bit, but we're certainly a welcome for them.
Okay.
And it'll certainly be a win. And we're looking forward to it. And so now that we're on this subject, I want to explain too, if we got just a second, about state inmates.
Yes.
And so the state inmates – people say, well, we're housing people from all over different counties and doing this and doing that. So the county jail is basically designed to hold county inmates, which means misdemeanors, mm-hmm. and also which means it's 11 months or 29 days or less. However, as we all know, people commit crimes that become felonies.
Right.
And once you either plead to a felony or you're convicted of a felony, then you automatically become a state inmate, which is TDOC. And so sometimes if they are from Putnam County and they commit that crime in Putnam County, and depending on the length of sentence and the type of crime and their health, we'll keep those individuals here in Putnam County instead of sending them to a state penitentiary. And we do get paid for that.
Sure.
We get about $45 a day for the state inmates. But we don't house state inmates for other counties. It's just people who commit crimes in Putnam, most of which live in Putnam.
Right. And let's be – and I want to be clear. I'm glad you brought all that up because I want this information to be out. If we do house for other counties, we're getting paid to do so.
Yeah, we're certainly getting paid. Now, only way we would house for other counties is sometimes another sheriff will call me and they've got a conflict with maybe a homicide suspect or somebody that's committed some kind of child sex crime,
right.
that for safety reasons they need to be in another area jail.
Sure.
And so we'll trade out with something, but that's just a onesie and twosie thing. So we don't make a habit of that, and we just take care of our own, basically.
Yeah. And one more thing on the federal inmates is one of a call that I got was, we're going to release federal inmates out into the public in Putnam County. I'm like, no. And I explained to them what you just said, yeah. about holding them.
Yes.
And while they're awaiting trial.
Yes.
So they're in our facility, and when they're ready to be moved, they'll be moved to another facility.
Yeah, they'll be moved to another facility. Once they either plead guilty or they're found guilty, they'll actually go to a federal prison.
Sure, yeah. So,
and most of which is going to be out of state.
Yeah, and so I want everybody to understand that we're not housing 110 federal inmates that all get released out into the public here in Putnam County.
No, and I also want to mention, too, while we're on the subject, is going back to state inmates, that last year we brought in about $2.2 million to the county, just for simply holding our area state inmates that become that. So that helps offset some cost.
Yeah, and of course, I'll add on to that, since that's the world I come in from budgeting and my work at UT, is there are counties, Sheriff, in the state that are not able or eligible to house state inmates, right?
That is true.
They're not certified.
They're not certified, and there's three levels of certification now. One, just being certified, and then there's a Tier 1 and Tier 2, and if you complete the Tier 1 and Tier 2, you obviously get paid more money.
Right.
Putnam County's at a Tier 1, and we're working on Tier 2 right now. So we're hoping to do that. One of the things that held us back from being Tier 2 is the facility itself.
Yeah.
We were so overcrowded. But now we should be able to cross that benchmark and bring in more money for the ones we do hold.
Yeah, and that money, again, that contract prisoner boarding from the state goes into our general fund, which is where your budget is. So it's helping fund your budget,
absolutely.
Right? And
absolutely.
I'll be the one. You'll say it too. I'm sure you'll agree with me. If you disagree, you can. But I don't know of any county jail in Tennessee that pays for itself, right?
No, it does not. And what people need to understand by TCA, by the law, state law, the sheriff is responsible for housing and controlling and managing and operating the county jail. And so it's not like we have a choice of whether we're in the jail business or not. We are in the jail business like every other county in Tennessee. And so, and make no mistake, that is the county's largest liability is the jail. As you know, with all the inmates coming and going, mm-hmm. with all the state and federal regulations, and then now with the environment that we live in, it's certainly easy to get sued. Not that they always win. In fact, not that they win very much, but there is things that happen in a jail. It's not a nice place.
No.
And let's be honest, most people these days are in jail. 85% of them are in there because of either direct drug-related crimes or indirect. And so when they come in, they're all sick.
Sure.
And they're not in very good health. And so that's another burden on the taxpayers that having to fund the jail medical. So it's difficult to operate a jail.
Yeah, and I add to that too. Of course, I'm not in the consulting business anymore, but I did get a phone call from a sheriff. I'll keep nameless. That apparently a city took a person into custody, and they had been on drugs, and they basically had overdosed, and the city just basically turned them over to the county and said, "Here's this inmate." Well, the county didn't know the person had been to drugs, right? They overdosed. They get sick, not in the city's custody, but guess who? The county's custody.
Absolutely.
And once they're in your custody and once they're in the county county's custody, you're responsible for those medical costs no matter what happens. Heart attack, stroke, diabetes, cancer, whatever you have, whatever that person has, we as a county are responsible because the TCA says we are.
Absolutely. And people, you know, they probably really couldn't fathom the people that come into their jail that are sick. And it's really all due because of drug-related usage, right? But last year alone, we had three females that were pregnant that end up having children while they were in jail. We had some people that headed to dialysis. We had some heart issues. We had, if you can imagine it, right, it happens.
Right.
And then the HIV drugs, okay? We're responsible for paying for those HIV drugs, and those HIV drugs are very, very expensive.
Yep.
And so it the cost runs up. And for the people who don't know, we contract a private medical group that obviously occupies our jail, and so it's a third party. They're medical health professionals.
Sure.
We have two RNs and LPN and a doctor and people on staff, and they'll rotate in and out, but we always have people there and watching. And so we have a very thorough process of when we take inmates. So if you're arrested in Putnam County, you're coming to Putnam County Jail.
Right.
Right? And so it's just a matter of when we once we accept them, as you mentioned there, once we accept them in their custody, then it's on us.
Yeah.
And so we try to be very thorough, but things happen and people are sick.
Yeah, unpredictable things happen that we can't even budget for, right? So I have Eddie Ferris, our Putnam County Sheriff, with me here on Local Matters. We have more information coming from the sheriff on the new jail, which is open in July, open in August, but the open house is July 25th. And we'll talk about workhouse and work release when we come back after the break. Welcome back to Local Matters. I have Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferris with me talking about the new jail addition. Open house is July 25th at 2 p.m. and July 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a open date with the Monday after. Sheriff, it's a big facility. It's going to be utilized. It's been something that's been on your radar for a while in these last few years as being elected sheriff. It's finally coming. You know, a lot of work the last 2 years. I guess 10 months ago when we did a budget and we approved the new COs, corrections officers in those positions, your goal was hopefully May, right? But there's things you can't help. There's things the county can't help. There's things with permits, so with technology, with architects. And so we're a little bit delayed, but honestly, we're opening sooner than I thought we would.
Yeah, we're a little bit delayed, but truthfully, we're pretty good. I think we're pretty good. We had a few little delays. One of the main delays was our big generator.
Yes.
It took, you know, we ordered the generator, the construction company and the people who built this facility for us, Bell Construction out of Nashville, they ordered it from day one once we signed the contract. And it took almost, 1.34 of a year, 1.75 a year and three quarters to get it in. And so that was a little bit of the delay. And so we're fine. We're good. And everything's moving good in a good direction. And we're certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good project and come to fruition finally. So we had a commission meeting at the end of June. And one of the things and I want to talk about work release because it's something you and I have talked about probably for 10 years. But there was some confusion with the commission and some wording in the resolution. Tell me the difference, and then we'll get into what yours looks like. But tell me the difference between a workhouse and a work release. What is a workhouse?
Okay, so a workhouse means simply that we're allowed to have a work crew program, which our work crew goes out every day with individuals. We have some that goes over to the city and helps clean the animal shelter. We have some that cleans the streets and does some things around the city. We have one crew that does nothing but pick trash up on state roads and state highways here in Putnam County. We contract with TDOT for that and Department of Transportation to do that and pays the county for us to do that. But those individuals are supervised the whole time, right? And they have monitoring devices on. These individuals are certainly controlled and with a person, correction officer at all times. And so they don't get paid to go work, right? They're just, they've got a committed a crime that's less enough that makes them eligible to be able to go out and do that, obviously a misdemeanor, a nonviolent misdemeanor. And so they go out and they're able to work on a work crew. And most of those people, individuals, are really truthfully not sentenced very long to start with, 6 months or 8 months or 10 months at the most. And so we get some work out of them, and they volunteer, but they're also eligible for that. And so just, we got the fair coming up. So every morning after every night of the fair, we go over and clean the fairgrounds right up for the next day.
Sure.
And so we can go to the community centers and do different things. There's some things that we can do and a lot of things we can't do. So, but we get a lot of work out of them. And they're certainly better than sitting inside a jail facility. So,
right.
And so they don't get paid and they're controlled and they come back. Work release, however, is a program that the commission approved, and hopefully it'll pass the budget and we'll do good. But work release is totally different. Work released, obviously, are people that are eligible, certainly won't be violent crime people and those kind of things. However, they will actually be able to go to a business and work and get paid. And so they'll also have a monitoring device on. But they get paid, and then they come back to the jail every night and spend the night in the jail. When the employer pays them, they actually pay the sheriff's office, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're eligible to take a small administrative fee out for their being able to be on the program.
Sure.
And then also paying their fines. As you know, we have millions of dollars outstanding in fines at our circuit court clerk's mm-hmm. office for people who commit crimes but don't pay the fines.
Right.
And so we're allowed to take so much out of the fines. And so And then when those individuals actually do their sentence and they get back out, then we write them a check for the remaining amount that they worked and they've got in the bank yeah. or got in our account, and we write them a check. And so the difference is, hopefully, there'll be two kinds of work release people. One is people who have jobs when they come in, and the judge and everybody agrees that, okay, they're eligible. Let's not make them lose their job.
Right.
So they can still go to work every day and come in and do the time at nighttime. And then there'll be some that we actually have factories and different places that we can send those that agree to send those inmates mm-hmm. to go work, during the time and during the day. So I think it'll be a good program. We can do, maybe up to 30 people, and we'll just see how it goes. It's been very successful in some places. So, it's a chance for people that have work to keep their job and not lose it. And then it's also a place for people who maybe haven't been able to find work. If we can find work for them, maybe they can get a skill while they're serving their sentence at nighttime and then keep that job once they're released back out into society.
Yeah, it's work release. It's just, I'm a big proponent. I support that. Something I asked you about, I guess, your first year in, and you said, hey, it's my first year. Let me get my
yeah.
feet settled. And, of course, I get anxious. But I want to talk – the workhouse thing is obviously different than work release. Are there a lot of counties in Tennessee that have a workhouse, Sheriff?
Most sheriffs in Tennessee have a workhouse.
Okay.
There's not a lot that have work releases. There's
right.
some.
Yeah.
There's some, but just about everyone has a workhouse.
I think there's only a few, though, just a workhouse, not really – again, we're not talking about work release yet on this one, but some counties may have an actual – facility where these workhouse inmates stay separate from the general population, right? There's very few, I think, that have that. I think maybe Rutherford has that and have their own little facility that, and actually I think the law says the mayor can oversee that workhouse.
Well, actually it's the work release. Now you're back talking.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm glad.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
But so I'm glad you're back. Well, I'm glad you're here. But
yes.
Anyway, some counties do have a separate facility for workhouse.
They do.
And then some counties have a separate facility for work release.
They do. Some has a separate facility for work release, and most of the time it is work release. And so during that time, if the sheriff does not want to be over it, the mayor can be over it and receive an extra stipend. Or sometimes they'll have a third party that's totally different that they hire to run that. So, but in this case, our size is good enough that I feel like we certainly can do that. And so we'll try to operate that, and I think that'll fit right in. And we built the facility in order for those individuals to come in and out and not get with and the other inmates that are staying full time with us. So that'll hopefully cut down the chances of them bringing contraband in. And of course, that's one of the things will get them disqualified and get them brought back off of that and won't be able to work. And so one of the things I'd like to mention is, and we mentioned this quite a bit, but when we start talking about contraband and all the overdoses, right? We talked about the drug uses. But what people don't understand, 20, 30 years ago, people were still sneaking drugs in the jail. That hasn't changed, and it's not going to change, right? Every jail has that issue in Tennessee, and every prison has it. The difference is, and we have the scanner, we have the high-dollar scanners that does great, but most of the scanners are designed for, you know, weapons, right? Things that are hard and metal and different things. However, it's very good, and sometimes we're able to see drugs that's up in a body cavity, but sometimes we're not.
Right.
And so therein lies where they and how they get the drugs in the facility. And so the difference is, used to, they'd get the drug in facility, they'd do the drugs. We might see them and notice it. And if we did, obviously we would address it. We'd let the judge know, and we might add an extra charge. We might drug test them and so on and so forth, depending on circumstance. But now with fentanyl, right, it's a life-threatening event every time. So sometimes, every time somebody gets drugs in a jail, every drug just about has fentanyl in it. So they overdose, and right, and then it becomes a big deal every single time.
Yeah.
So, and I want to mention this too. We certainly use Narcan. Narcan is something that reverses the opioid effect for drugs these days.
Right.
And fentanyl is obviously included in that. I think Narcan certainly should be available for first responders and for law enforcement and all those medical field type people. But ever since they've made Narcan available to the public, right, our overdose rate has skyrocketed because they use that almost like 20 years ago, people would designate a driver, right, for drink, going out and drinking or having a party or whatever they did. And now they do the same thing with Narcan. So they get close to death. And normal people, I'm talking, we don't understand that.
Right, no. Right?
We don't understand that, but that's what they do.
Wow. I have Sheriff Eddie Ferris from Putnam County on. Great information from him. We got one more segment. We come back after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm with Sheriff Eddie Ferris from Putnam County. Good information so far. Hadn't had him on in a while. I want to talk about the jail opening, and the open house is July 25th at 2 p.m. and then again July 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Public is welcome. It's a great facility. It's something the county's needed, something, Sheriff, you've been working towards for years, and we appreciate the work and the commission able to fund that and support that. One of the things with this new jail you're able to implement is a work release program. And again, I mentioned last segment, I'd asked you about doing it the first year you were in office. And of course, I'm impatient. My wife will tell you. But at least talk to you about it, right?
Hey, yeah, absolutely.
I did a whole big capstone project on evidence-based programming and work release for inmates. And these are inmates that you'd already said, inmates that are pretty much a non-violent offender, right?
Not non-violent offender. Usually most of them are not typical offenders. In other words, obviously drug usage it disqualifies you from that program. We can't let people go out that's going to run to the drugs and start using drugs instead of going to work, right? We can't we can't do that. So these are people who make some mistakes, right? But at the same time are still going to, once they, you know, serve their time and do their debt, they're going to go back to being a good citizen. Yep. So we certainly don't want them to lose their job if at all possible.
Sure. We want them to maintain a livelihood because most of them have families. So they may come to jail for a short period of time. They can continue working. You're reaching out to industries here that will establish a work release program. Then some people may even be able to keep their job, like you said. The evidence-based programming along with the work release is so important that the people that we're discussing that are eligible come into the facility, they're incarcerated, or maybe they're only incarcerated at night, but whatever, they're rehabilitated through not only work release, but you have classes. You have classrooms that you specifically put.
Yeah, we have classes. Obviously, we do GED. We do a number of different things. One of the things that we do, too, is we help the inmates do a resume and get ready for an interview process when they leave to go out to work. Now, these are voluntarily – you know, volunteer programs. You know, a lot of people don't want to do that, but mm-hmm. the ones who are trying to better themselves and want to go out and you see a lot of times the ones who actually, you know, have hit rock bottom on drug usage and determined that, okay, this ain't working. I've got to stop this and do something else. Those are the people that we're actually cultivating and capturing sometimes on those programs.
Yeah. And I think that, the idea and the effort to help these folks is it's just instrumental in their future, right?
Yep.
We get them in. They've committed. They've done something. They've made a mistake. And Sheriff, you and I have talked about this. These are our neighbors. These may be our friends, may be our family members that's made a mistake. You know, they did it. They committed the crime. They made a mistake. But now they have a chance to rehabilitate themselves through help, through yep. the Putnam County jail system and the work release. And they get out, and hopefully they don't come back, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I say this every time we hire a new deputy. You know, 96% of the people here in Putnam County are really good people, right? And the other 3 or 4%, well, that's the ones that we usually deal with, and they rotate in and out of our jail facility. But, you know, I think people want a sheriff here that knows where they stand, and certainly I'm one of those. I'm a law and order sheriff, as you know, and I'm pretty black or white. You know if I'm for something or against something, and I think the community wants that. But at the same time, you mentioned these individuals have made a mistake, and we all make mistakes, mm-hmm. right? So we want these people to get back going as soon as we can, and as you mentioned, they're neighbors, and so the more we can do that and more we can help, the better place we got here in Putnam County, right?
Right.
And I think that's why people really support me and keep electing. I'm pretty stiff on certain types of crime, all crime, of course, but the violent crime and the drug uses is a way of all the other crimes breeding off of that.
Sure.
And so we have to be a little tougher on some of those things. But at the end of the day, if we can rehabilitate somebody and get them out in society and working and doing good for their families and paying their taxes and being a productive citizen, that is truly what we want.
Yeah, and you mentioned those fines last segment. You know, sometimes people get pulled over. They get out of jail, and they may get pulled over for speeding or reckless driving or whatever. And then the officer pulls up that they have outstanding fines that they haven't paid, so they go back to jail, right? Then they incur more fines.
It
just keeps building up. Well, this way, they have the capability to pay those fines off while they're in jail.
Yeah.
So did you and your staff get to – were we all able to go to any other counties to see their work release programs?
We have. We've been to several of the counties. Certainly we've talked to Dyer County, which is in West Tennessee, but Knox County has mm-hmm. a good one, and mm-hmm. Davidson County has a good one, and I think we'll probably be somewhere in the middle of all of those. Obviously, Knoxville and Davidson County, and Nashville's bigger than we are, but we're much bigger than Dyer, so we'll have somewhere in between. But I think it's going to work good. I mean, I think people that own factories and businesses around here, they're for us too. They understand that. If we can give them good help and it helps them out, then they'll certainly be willing to do that.
Well, yeah, they need the workforce, right? Mm-hmm. So Putnam County is fortunate that we have more job openings than we have people that are working. So utilize that population inside the jail to work. I think it helps the workforce. I actually went to Dyer County and studied their program. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Box does a wonderful job.
Yeah.
And I met an inmate out on the work site. It was at a grain mill, and I met an inmate who had been – he had been incarcerated probably, I don't know, a little over a year or so. I can't remember what he had done, but he was very nice and very thankful for the opportunity. He had already paid off his fines and had several thousand dollars in his bank account waiting on him.
Absolutely.
When he gets out of jail, so he's got the money to not only have to go find somewhere to live if he didn't have anywhere, maybe get a car and go back and forth to work, because you know some people get out of jail, they have nothing to their name besides what they came in with,
and hopefully he retains that job.
Sure.
So,
sure. Yeah.
It's a win.
And I talked to the supervisor, and he said this is one of our best employees, and as long as he keeps doing what he's doing, he'll be able to have a full time job here and probably move up.
Absolutely.
And so we've met another guy that actually had moved up during his time as incarcerated. He was started as just a regular laborer and was a supervisor. And he was staying in jail at night. Yeah. He was going out to work 8 to 5. Then go back to jail, but he was considered a supervisor.
Absolutely.
So these things work, right?
Absolutely do work.
And so we're excited in Putnam County. That's one of the things that you've been working towards and I've been wanting to do for a while, and we finally have the ability. The new facility has the room to hold more inmates. We have the room for training classes, have the ability to send people out on work release. And so it's a win-win for us. Sheriff, when we talk about budget stuff, And we talked a little bit about it in the first segment. What's some of the most, I hate to use the word frustrating parts, but when you're developing a budget with your staff, what are some of the things that you struggle with trying to put a number to?
So our budget's about $18 million, just for the public to know. So there's two things, really. One is the one unknown thing that we really can't control any of the time is our medical. And so we schedule about a little over $2 million every year for medical. And depends on, you know, the inmates, of course. Depends on how many sick inmates turns into really sick inmates. Depends on how many times we have to go to the ER. We do cut some rates. I got some rate cuts over at Cookeville Regional Medical Center that they help us with. But still, that adds up, and that adds up a lot, especially if somebody gets put into the hospital.
Sure.
And so now we got somebody in the hospital, and we're keeping deputies over there with them. But that's one of the unknowns. The other thing is, so I struggle with some of the needs. Of course, you know, I'm a proactive sheriff, especially on the law side, and I want to make sure that I'm doing and we're doing here in Putnam County everything we can to keep our citizens safe and to keep this a good environment. And I think that's one of the reasons people continue to support me is they know I'm going to do that. And so I need the people, I need the training, I need the money to do all that stuff with, but at the same time every year, you know, I don't want to ask too much to cause a tax increase,
right?
You know, because I'm a taxpayer too.
Sure.
And so it struggles to the things we need and the things that we can get by with. So we want to be smart. We certainly want the things to have a top-notch sheriff's office, which we do, thanks to the commission, mm-hmm. you and all the others. And I appreciate that greatly. We are certainly separates ourselves with most people in
sure.
across the state. So I thank you for that. But we don't want to be a burden every year. I mean, we need what we need, but I don't want to go over the top. So, you know, I know the study, for an example, the study showed that we needed 100 people on a new for the new jail addition. And I told you, I think we can do it with 60, and we're trying to do it with 60, and we'll do it for a year or so and see how that goes. Now, we, you know, if we got money coming in from the federal inmates, now that we may need a few more,
right.
But we'll see.
Right.
But certainly willing to do that and just trying to be smart.
Yeah, it's trial and error on that stuff, and I appreciate your efforts on that. One thing that people I think do know, especially after you just mentioned it, public safety, which is you, our ambulance service, our EMA, our fire protection, other than the schools, mm-hmm. those are the biggest parts of operating any county in the state, the county budget. So you got schools and you got public safety, but they're the two most important. Education and public safety to me are right there together. So it's a process, Sheriff. I do appreciate your efforts, your staff, and everything y'all have done, and I'm excited about the new jail and see what happens. So I appreciate your time, you being here today.
Oh, glad to be here, and I think it's working because you see all the people coming into our county, and they love it here.
Yeah.
The people I talk to are just absolutely love it. And one of the things it tells me is when you have retired law enforcement coming from all these other bigger cities and other states – and say this is a place to be, then
yep.
it's a win. You
yep.
know it's a place because they look at everything,
yep.
right? So good community.
Yep.
I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to keep it the way people want it.
Yep, I appreciate you. Sheriff, thanks for being here. Sheriff Eddie Ferris from Putnam County. Folks, remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.